Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, and it's rare that it's the day before an Eagles game. Nick Sirianni joins us in 1 hour. Eagles head coach and a five-game winning streak at 8 o'clock today, so be tuned for that. John, AMA right now.
Ask Me Anything, brought to you by Busch Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles at BushAutoGroup.com. Philly rides with us.
All right, Mr. Seltzer, what do people want to know today?
All right, let's start out with really our only classic AMA question that we have. Any new movies or TV shows watched?
Yeah, actually a lot.
Ooh,
so
Yellowstone
has started. I won't say much because I know not everyone's seen it. It's only one episode in, but I would say check out I don't know if this is the final season of Yellowstone.
I believe it is.
Okay, so Yellowstone, yes. Lincoln Lawyer, yes. I give that a...
Lincoln Lawyer is outstanding.
It's really good.
Season 3. I didn't like season 2. Season 3 is great.
I've liked them all. I'd give it a B+, A-. It's very good. I mean, it's not like Game of Thrones, but no. It's very, very good. I would say also The Diplomat. That's a B+, A- also. Finished that last night.
Watch a lot of TV shows.
I do.
Yeah.
No, I'm just about done writing the book.
Uh-huh.
And so now it's time for... Okay. It's time for... by the way, I'm back to Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God. Watch some movies. Why don't you watch more movies?
I will, but I'm ready to saddle up for the next...
You'd rather watch Game of Thrones for the third time.
Fourth.
Oh, my God.
But that's a rewatch that I respect.
Devin,
so
I respected
complex.
It the first time he rewatched it. Maybe the second.
But James,
maybe.
It's so
but, like,
good.
But now we've created another
big dog. You find new, like, little Easter eggs, too, when you go back and watch the early seasons.
You don't need to watch it four times, Devin.
Well, this is
four
the
times
problem.
In a condensed period of time.
I've never
seen
it.
We tried to hold him away from overwatching things. The West Wing, it became 17, 18.
19, I believe, yeah.
19. So then we rewarded you, with Game of Thrones.
Ah.
Here's something new that you can like and enjoy. Shouldn't that inspire you to find something else new? Something else different? Something else that you can enjoy equally as much, but it's a change.
I do what I like.
Joe, you need to figure out how to get out of these ruts watching that same thing.
Well, he did
even
just list
Game
like five other shows before Game of Thrones.
Thank you. What's the other show I should watch then?
Slow Horses on Apple TV. Because it seems from every time we do this or someone asks about what you're watching it, I get the sense it's typically like a crime, like maybe government type show. That is right up your alley.
It's outstanding.
It's very good.
Okay, I just wrote it down.
Every season is amazing.
So good.
Only problem is it reminds me of my basketball days.
Horses.
All right, John, what's your answer? What are you watching?
I have a problem, actually, guys. I've been sneaking watching this show called Intervention.
Oh, you're watching Intervention.
I don't know why I keep watching it. And
I would never guess that would be the show that you're
watching. I don't know. It's the icon was there. I recently switched, I don't know, 6 months ago from cable to, you know, cutting the cord. And so now I've got new access methods, you know, to get where I want to go. And now it's like I clicked on that icon for Intervention. And there's something magical happening.
Something magical happening.
They're not new. These are episodes that they're from like
15, 20 years ago. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
It's, And it's awful. It's so, it's gritty and it really is awful to
your
watch
face right
some
now.
Of this stuff.
You look like pain.
It's tragic in some cases, but then there's, you know, you've got
you
some success stories. I just keep watching any chance I get. Anytime there's not a game or I'm not driving a daughter, I'm on intervention. I don't
That's
know.
That's hilarious.
Very nice.
I wish I could stop.
All right, let's do one more, James.
You need an intervention on intervention.
There it why is it so good? I don't know why.
It's
all right.
Not.
You're right. I know that. But I just keep
watching.
Said, Devin.
All right, one
and
more.
And it keeps showing up. New seasons keep
Well, that's because you keep watching. I wonder
I know.
Why. All right, one more. This is from the text line. Richie, what are your pet peeves and Joe? Any new peeves?
Oh, geez. I have a whole host. I mean, my pet peeves, they all revolve around the same thing. It's repetitive
sounds or noises.
And sounds. It's like I have a deep-seated problem with my brain. I was like in class and stuff, if a kid was shaking his pencil or something, I would have to shield my eyes. You know, I'd have to put my hand up so it wouldn't distract
wow.
me. If they're, you know, tapping or, you know, doing whatever.
Like seltzer?
I don't know why. I wish it didn't bug me. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, all right. So my answer is a little bit similar about repetitive, but from a different angle. I can't stand when humans repeat phrases that have become common but stink in society. Like, you know, someone says, oh, we got to flush it. Like the other day, my sister's like, oh, got to flush it. Like, no, you don't have to say flush
this
it.
This is coming strong on
Yeah, this
on
is. You can tell this is really bothering
no,
him right
it is.
Here.
It's the
camera.
The high
Nancy?
Leverage thing. The
You're
high
Nancy.
Leverage
is this Nancy?
Thing. Yeah. My sister said
Nancy,
flush it.
Nancy, we love you.
Yes,
don't let anything
too,
Joe says be the show's opinion.
I don't need
opinion.
Flush it. I don't need high leverage in baseball for a relief pitcher.
It's, but what it's if called, it's a high leverage
it's
situation?
It's called a big spot. That's what it was called for 120 years. Now we go, oh, it's high leverage. And it's a big spot.
Things change. Okay?
A QB1 because of fantasy football. This guy's the starting quarterback. Even ESPN.com will be like, Derek Carr remains QB1. He's the freaking starter. And I'll give you one more because now
but
Richie.
It's a synonym.
No, I'll give you one more because Richie synonym. Does it. Richie, because Sirianni does the 1% better thing. Now John's like, oh, gotta be 1% better. Gotta be 1% better. First off, you can get 25% better. The Eagles got a lot
but
better
his
than 1%
goal
better.
Is just to remind everyone that just 1%, it feels more attainable
achieve,
if you say 1%.
Aim higher.
Okay.
If the Eagles had improved 1% from September to October, they'd have
hey,
a losing
Joe,
record.
You need to focus on the 1%. Also,
no.
You're walking. Remember the 1% we're supposed to remind
yes.
you to get out there and
Thank
do.
You.
Just
no,
do
he can't
it.
Do that because of his asthma.
Go.
That's why I walk instead of run. And with that AMA, we shut it down.
Seriously?
All right. Let's get a lot of calls in here. Derek in Paoli right now. Derek, what's up, buddy?
Yo, I got a real bone to pick with you, man.
Okay.
Please do.
Because I get annoyed with 1%.
Oh, let's get 1% better. Listen.
What?
Nah, I feel like you don't watch football except for the Eagles, right?
Oh, I watch a lot, but a little bit less this year.
Nah, you don't,
I was,
because
no.
last week, listen.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen, last week you had no idea there was a game that was coming on at 9:30. If you like a diehard sports fan, football fan, you know all
yeah,
that
Yeah, but
stuff,
those
right?
games always stink.
You
it's usually
saying?
Jacksonville versus
Just
defense,
sometimes, I don't know, sometimes – It's a weird schedule.
Derek,
you
I
don't
would
look
say,
at the times always. You always just kind of look at the schedule and make, all right, those are the 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So is the, I,
okay,
like,
so
I get your point, but I think it's a little nitpick.
Derek, I'll put it,
you
Derek, I'll put it this way.
Like
Hold
that,
on a
though.
Second. I'll put it this way. Generally speaking, I would rather watch a pregame show about all the games with a focus on the Eagles in there somewhere than Jacksonville versus pick a squad in London. I mean, that doesn't normally appeal to me that much.
Listen, you critique. It's like you critique Jalen Hurts against other quarterback stats. Like Spike does the same thing. Like if you sit there, like John, I think John watches football. I think Ike watches football. But if you just watch like the highlights and the pre games and the post games
sure.
and stuff like that, you're not seeing. Just like Seth Joyner said, you're not seeing these other quarterbacks.
Well, I know Jalen's better than Trevor Lawrence, but I don't need to watch Trevor Lawrence to know
saying,
that he stinks.
Like, listen. When these quarterbacks have three and outs, like when Joe Burrow was going against the Ravens, he was lighting it up. And then they were up 21-7, and then they weren't. So what does that tell you? It's quarterbacks, all quarterbacks have moments in the game where they struggle.
Well, that's true.
It's not just Hurts or this guy. Yeah, I mean, they all struggle.
Yeah, but Derek, to be fair, because I'll take the hits. But to be fair, I don't have to watch a game at 9:30 a.m. to know that.
No, I agree with that. But I do think the point that I do think you underrate Jalen compared to the rest of the league. I think there's a lot of bad quarterback play. I mean,
there has been.
QB rating and QBR both flawed, but both do different things or whatever. Jalen is fifth in quarterback rating and he's eighth in QBR in the NFL out of all quarterbacks. So like, I do think that you watch Jalen every week and get myopic with it and think about what quarterback play has been in the past years without realizing that quarterback plays down.
Well,
and
no,
it's about comparing Jalen to everyone else at the same time.
No, I get that. It's a fair criticism. I have tried to present this year, and if I haven't presented enough, bad on me, but I have tried to present. I recognize it's been a strange year in the NFL for quarterback play.
I mean, I watched the game on Sunday morning with Daniel Jones. You didn't have to watch it to know that he sucks.
But you do have to watch Sam Darnold to know what is he now.
Yeah.
Not what
100%.
Not what was he 4 years ago, but what is he now? And I get that. I understand. Well, good morning to you, Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. It's kind of a frustrating Wednesday morning because of the Embiid thing last night. If you missed it, it just was horrible. I mean, the Sixers lost. He played bad. He looked nowhere close to being in shape. Now, I don't get down on, 2 weeks from now in that regard, because I think he'll probably be fine in 2 weeks. But they're digging a hell of a hole. And then the post-game comments were a joke. John, for those that missed it, and I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now that actually choose not to watch the Sixers game. For those that missed it, John, sum up how he looked in his first game of the season.
Well, he forced everything when he got the ball, and Carl Anthony Towns was the guy he's competing against last night.
He tapped out after 4.5 minutes, and Bede's like, all right, I got to go to the bench after 4.5 minutes.
Carl Anthony Towns was taking what's there. Joel was forcing everything and then exhausted from forcing everything to where he couldn't hold up. In the first quarter, he couldn't hold up and wanted out of the game. That's what's so crazy. From my perspective, as an athlete, it is such a joyous moment to be back and able to go back out onto that court for another season and play your sport. And that's what Joel was afforded the opportunity to do last night, and there was not a moment until, I don't know, somewhere in the fourth quarter, I guess, when the rookie might have done something really cool.
He did hit a really nice cool. three. Well, oh yeah, Jared McCain is.
I think McCain did something that elicited a smile and like a wave and acknowledgement to the crowd from Joel. There was a moment where Joel brought a little bit of juice, but he didn't make his first field goal of the game until there were 8:55 left in the third quarter.
Correct.
It's the second half of the game, and he still hadn't made a basket.
And you know who was also frustrating? Not just us, but Shaq and Charles. Let's listen to Shaquille. So let's go to halftime. This is Shaquille O'Neal at halftime. Now, to this point, he hasn't scored a bucket. He's got a couple free throws. Here's Shaq at halftime evaluating Joel.
How are you going to play when you return? You're supposed to play with a lot of energy, but it ain't really looking good.
I mean, it wasn't. And by the way, Shaq then elaborated on another issue, which ties into tonight's game, the back-to-back thing. Here's Shaq at halftime.
This was the fear I had for Joel Embiid. You announced arrogantly, I'm not playing back-to-back, Journey. I'm not injured, but I'm sore. I come in when I want to come back. Now, when you say things like that, you're supposed to come back with extra energy. 0 for 3. I'd have been 0 for 15, but you know what y'all would have said? Hey, Shaq's not playing well, but he's playing aggressive. So the plan that they're having,
not working.
It's not working. And not only that, I say this respectfully, Joel Embiid will never win a championship until he gets his mind and his attitude right.
You can never come out and say
I'm not playing the back-to-back.
There's no doubt.
100% correct.
There's no doubt.
Like, it's a factual statement.
And it's likely he never will get his mind.
Yeah.
Well, and body right. Yeah, he likely
30,
never will.
Be 31 in
Look,
March.
I haven't thrown in the towel on the possibility of Sixers winning a title because Embiid, if he's ever healthy for 2 months in the playoffs, plus Paul George, plus Maxey, plus it helps to have McCain and Oubre and these guys. Like, I don't think the Sixers don't have a shot. But
they're showing glimpses of what they can potentially be. Like, even last night, Embiid, of course, is the focus, but Paul George
was awesome.
Dropped the most points that he has all season. Jared McCain is looking super promising. Yeah. So there are bright spots.
I wonder. I worry that there's, like, slashy overlap with Tyrese. When Tyrese is healthy enough, we know he's got the hamstring, and that's going to take forever. So, hey, it's great that we got McCain able to go out there and do this stuff. But he's a guy who's forced to the floater when he drives the lane because he's 6'3".
Yeah.
Are our guards who... I love that we've got these young guards who can do this stuff, but are they too close to the same skill set?
That's a great question. I mean, we'll find out when they get to play more together.
I love these players. It's incredible what they provide.
Because even when Maxey was healthy, McCain wasn't even playing that much. Yeah. McCain's now playing a lot because Maxey's out.
Yeah.
And McCain's playing well. Good for him.
How will they fit? Yeah. I would love to see them fit because that's going to bring a lot of juice.
Very tiny team.
Very, very, very tiny.
Offensively,
all right, 215-592-9494. Sirianni today at 8 o'clock. Your chance to react on the... on the Sixers from last night, obviously. Also, Ross Tucker in about 15 minutes. We'll get to the audio of Embiid, what he said. It was a joke. Let's also give you a chance today to win a pair of tickets to see the Flyers. Flyers versus the Avalanche. Game coming up in just a couple days on November the 18th. It is a dollar dog night. It's presented by Deetson Watson. You can get your tickets at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. So, look, dollar dog nights are fun. They involve some food. And with that said, we'll tap into food and we'll tap into the movie industry and the TV industry and some notable shows and movies through the years. And John, I'll ask you and Devin and James and Ray and everyone today at 215-592-9494. In all the shows or movies we've ever seen, what is the best scene ever that involves food? Gotta have food somewhere in there. Might be a dollar dog. Might be Ferris Bueller eating a hot dog at a baseball game, although I don't think that was probably the best scene in the movie. Matter of fact, I'm certain it was not. But, John, when you think of a notable scene in a movie or a show involving food,
what do you got? Taps into some of my childish humor, I guess. But in Stand By Me, the 1986.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
The pie throwing?
The pie eating contest.
It's lard ass Hogan who boots all over Bill Travis.
Corey Feldman telling the story, right? Yeah, it's so good.
It's great. Devin, what's a scene in a movie or a show involving food?
I'm going to go with Matilda when Trunchbull forces Bruce to eat an entire chocolate cake. A classic scene.
I have no idea what that is. Yeah. I mean, I think Matilda, is that a...
It's a Roald Dahl book.
We're a different... Yeah. I guess it's a different generation. But Matilda was like one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. And there's a scene where a kid has to eat an entire chocolate
cake. Have you seen this, Jimmy?
No, I read the book when we were, like, when I was a kid. Like, Matilda was a book.
Was it made this century, though?
Yeah. Oh, it's new.
Here's the only thing you need.
It was in the 90s.
Here's the main thing that explains generational difference between Devin and people like me and Richie. Last week when I brought up the Hooters, the band.
Oh, that was so funny.
Devin thought I was talking about either a restaurant or a specific body part.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope, just talking about a band. They would play something called, I think there's an instrument called a Hooter, I think.
Really?
And then because they play it, that's why they were called the Hooters.
I thought you were just talking about the restaurant and saying it in a weird way.
Understood.
Like, I'm going to the Hooters tonight.
In one of the rare instances, I was being very clean. Seltzer, give me an answer here. A scene, and this goes for everyone, 215-592-9494 for Flyers tickets. A scene with food, James.
Clemenza cooking dinner in The Godfather.
That's a big one. So, too, is when Michael kills the police captain.
Yeah, so I was trying to take, like...
They're both off the board.
Yeah.
All right, double Godfather 1 action. Rhea, what do you got for a scene with food?
Well, we got the holidays coming up, and one of my favorite holiday movies is Elf. And it's the syrup on spaghetti. And when he announces, elves have four main food groups: candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup.
Big answers abound, whether it's a holiday movie or not. 215-592-9494 for Flyers tickets. Let's get to Hassan right now. He's calling from Strawberry Mansion. Good morning, Hassan.
Good morning, everyone. How you doing?
Doing well, Hassan.
I don't know how I am this morning, Richie. I've been waiting since the spring, since the Paul George signing to see a team.
Yes.
I was extremely excited for him.
He was awesome.
Blow this team up and hand the keys to Max, right? I'm like, Joel had that incredible first round. You know, his half his face is hanging off, and he's still giving you 40.
Looking well, like, he averaged 35, but you know what's the weird thing? He still got outplayed by Brunson. Even though Joel had the most points per game in the playoffs last year, he still got outplayed within his own series because he couldn't last, forget 40 minutes, 48 minutes. He couldn't last 40 minutes. Couldn't do it.
But I have hope because I don't expect 30 out of Paul George. I expect Paul George to do what he's doing. If you add Maxey and you add Embiid, what they normally do,
yeah,
you got a shot.
I guess you do. I guess you do have a shot, but I want to know that I can depend on my big three. And if one of the big three is Joel, does he feel like you can depend on him when the going gets tough at any point? I don't know about Paul George yet. I believe I can depend on Tyrese when it really matters. Maybe.
Yeah, the problem is Tyrese can't lead you there. Tyrese can help you an awful lot, but he can't lead you there. The only guy on this team that is capable of leading you anywhere meaningful is Joel Embiid. It has to be him. And last night, Hassan was very disappointing.
It
but
was
honestly,
so disheartening.
Hassan, my biggest disappointment was the series of things he said after the game. Because I expected him to be sluggish last night. That's not breaking news. Joel Embiid is sluggish in game one. Now, it's still disappointing. But what he said after the game about how he trolls people and whether he'll play back-to-back. I mean, these are people that pay money. This is a home game tonight, right? Am I have that right?
Yes, it is.
Like, home game. You know, some people paid hundreds of dollars for these tickets. So I'm trolling you about whether I'll play or not? Totally unacceptable. Hassan, what do you got on the Eagles?
Man, the Eagles are playing great. I'm loving Jalen's progression. What I have is I need to hear for more from Bryce Huff. Especially this week.
Well, like, you know, right now, Hassan, he is struggling a little bit, and Vic Fangio talked about it yesterday. He's got a wrist with a club, and Vic is saying it's, you know, affecting the way he's able to pass rush.
Well, that was a factor for Reddick last year when he had the hand injury. But, you know, Hassan, I'm still very skeptical on whether Bryce Huff will ever provide anything meaningful here.
I thought it was encouraging that Jalix Hunt did something, that he got in there, but it sounds like that's in part due to the fact that Bryce Huff has the club.
Who's the most meaningful improvement on that group so far this year? It's Josh Sweat. Had a far better October than September. Now, you do run into the problem. This is the last year in his contract.
Why does it feel like that's always the case? Why does it feel like Josh...
He's inconsistent.
Wasn't he the one who, like, they weren't going to re-sign, and then they did, and we were all kind of shocked? Was it only a one-year deal?
It was a one-year deal, and that's why I'm saying... So, basically, if Brandon Graham's gone next year, maybe he will be, maybe he won't be.
Yeah.
And if Sweat's not back, you really don't have pass rushers. Because they're the two best they've had this year on the edge. Hassan, give me a great answer. A scene in a movie or a show with food.
I'm so conflicted. I've been going through several movies, but I'm going to just go ahead with American Pie. You know the scene.
I do.
You know the scene.
Joe loves that one.
How would you knock it off? But that was a fun movie to see. I will say that. And that's
that was a fun scene to emulate for you?
To emulate. John, would you knock it off? Why do you do that to me? What part of me deserves that?
Well, you told us about carving out the fruit.
My friend. Okay? James, if I run for president, is this coming up in the debate?
Absolutely.
I was on the phone. What happened?
The cantaloupe thing. If I run for president.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
But not just the debate. There's going to be a whole attack ad on it.
There will be.
Yeah, but like a la Joe Conklin.
But Devin, it wasn't me.
Joe's friend.
You can't prove that.
I can't prove it. The fruit in the microwave.
Oh, I know. I know.
With a hole carved into it. Let's go to Mike in Atlantic City. That's where we're going to be on Friday.
You can stop highlighting that. We do get it.
Mike in, I don't know if you're at Borgata. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Mike?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I want to thank y'all for playing the song. I'm happy y'all liked it.
Oh, your song yesterday was fantastic. Matter of fact, Mike, hang on one second. I want to play a little. So you're the one that created the song that we played yesterday?
Yes.
All right, Mike, I want to play a little part of that here. Let me put you back on hold. James, let's play this. This was a great song. We had two songs recently sent to us by listeners. This was the first that we've played. Mike in AC, who's on hold right now, on the line, I guess, if you will, submitted this to us a couple days ago. We played it yesterday.
It's the morning show. The camera. Richie. Let's go! It's the morning.
morning show, we got John and Joe with the latest sports stats and breaking down the action. Who struck him out? Who was up batting? Who scored the touchdown? Who missed the tag? What's going on in the world of sports day by day? John and Joe will break it down play by play. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Chill at home or listen while you driving down the highway. You want the scores to the game? This is where it's at. Them other shows ain't the same. This is where it's at. It don't matter what sport that you like. Tune into the morning show and start your day right. You want the scores to the game? This is where it's at. Them other shows ain't the same. This is where it's at. It don't matter what sport that you like. Tune into the morning show and start your day right.
I gotta tell you, Mike, I don't think we're worthy of such greatness. Amazing. But you are very talented, man. Very talented. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
Can we use your song?
Well, I think that was the point.
Please?
Yeah, I think so.
That's why I made it.
Thank you.
Because
so
here's
much.
The problem, Mike. If you said no,
that'd be odd.
Then you could like sue us on the spot. No!
I wouldn't do that.
It's really, really cool. And having it personalized like that, man, you are so talented and I feel so flattered.
So, Mike, how long have you listened to our program?
Since the beginning. For years.
Midday, yeah.
But when I called in last week to tell y'all about the song, that was the first time I ever called in.
Well, you got to call again, man. Listen, we will definitely mix that in. It's really, and we appreciate it, man. Seriously. Tell us where, just give us a little background on you. Do you do this professionally?
I started rapping when I was about 5 years old because my dad used to rap. And then I started getting into producing about like 10 years ago. So I did everything. I did the music and everything.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thing. I recorded myself, mixed it.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah,
well done, man.
That's something I do on the side besides a full-time job.
Good for you, man. Well, Mike, we really appreciate it. Give me a great answer here. You can win the Flyers tickets. A scene in a movie or show with food.
I didn't want to take a big answer because I can't make it to the game tonight, but...
Well, it's not tonight. The game's on Monday. Flyers game on Monday.
Oh, Monday?
Yeah.
I probably still wouldn't be able to make Monday either, but the scene on What's Love Got to Do With It, when he said, eat the cake anime.
You got it, my man. Hey, Mike, great stuff, dude. Thanks so much for the song. It's really, really good. And call
That's
us again
awesome,
when you can.
Mike, I definitely... We need to get in touch with you. I would love to talk to you about music sometime, too.
Okay, definitely.
Jimmy can get your email or something.
All right, we'll do that. We'll get that. Mike, thanks, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Very cool. Let's get to TJ in Overbrook. TJ, good morning.
Hey, I have a question for the Hammer. I know you're really good at Eagles trivia. So
the Hammer! Good's not the word, but thank you. It's better.
All right. Yeah. Tell me what Saquon's birthday is. What day is Saquon's birthday?
Well, I know it's after January 1st.
Correct.
Really?
And I do know it's before December 31st. But you want a specific day amongst those?
You are unbelievable, dude. You nail them all. I am in awe.
All right, so in the 363 days remaining, you want me to tell you, not guess, but tell you Saquon's birthday.
That is correct.
Let's go with.
Are you just?
Yeah, I'm just gonna guess.
Okay, shot in the dark.
Let's go with this like. Let's go with a May 13.
Wasn't it recently? I thought
come
it was
on,
recently.
Man. Do you want me to try to send it to you psychically?
Was it recent?
I'll send it to you psychically.
No okay,
Joe.
My grandfather's birthday. He's dead now, but it's the same birthday as my grandfather.
November 3rd.
No, incorrect.
It was not recently. Devin was wrong about that.
What is it?
Sorry.
But what do I care, TJ? In the words of someone, what's the point?
I'm getting there. The point is that I was talking to a friend about, I heard you talking about who does he compare to favorably, and you mentioned Walter Payton.
Yeah, Walter.
Was my favorite NFL player to watch ever. I just thought he was so exciting, the combination of elusiveness and power and dragging guys with you.
Sweetness, but nastiness. Yeah.
Unbelievable player.
Correct.
Love to watch him play. And I think that Saquon compares in that kind of elite company, but my question to my friend was,
bigger.
Does he have enough tread left after those years?
Yes.
In New York,
look at him play
the yellow jacket someday, and I hope and pray that he does. So I looked up his age, and I noticed he was born on February the 9th. And then I said to myself, wait a second, what day is the Super Bowl this year?
This is good.
You good work here,
this
you got
good,
there, TJ. You totally got there.
This is good.
Let's go.
I love it, TJ.
Here's my thing, Hammer.
Yes.
I want anybody from the Eagles organization that is listening to know that I will show up in Louisiana with a cake with 28 candles on it for Mr. Saquon Barkley on his birthday if the Eagles happen to be there.
I love it. And by the way, amazing. TJ, here's the response we have collectively as a show to your phone call.
I thought you were going to go Zoom off there. I was totally expecting Zoom off.
Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Yes! Oh, yes!
TJ, this is like in 2017 when we found out Carson was number 11 and so was Tommy Thompson back in 48 and 49. And so was what, Van Brocklin in 60? They were all number 11? Something like that?
All number 11.
Something like that. TJ, give me a great answer. A scene with food.
Give me like this one when I told it to him. I think we may have a winner. How about the eggs in Cool Hand Luke?
Okay, you got it. What a classic phone call right there and a classic movie. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Ross Tucker right now. He joins us, of course, every Tuesday at this time. Reminder, at 8 o'clock, Nick Sirianni on the program. Also at 8 o'clock today, your chance to win, well, I shouldn't say win, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, your chance to win tickets to the Eagles in Washington. But you got to listen today at 8 to know the name we give you. We're going to give you a name at 8. Know that name. Tuck it away for 24 hours. Be ready to say that name tomorrow. We give you the cue to call on the contest line. And, of course, you can win tickets for the Eagles versus Washington.
Courtesy of our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
And this is a coveted ticket. I mean, I don't have to tell you. This is like, we still got good weather. It's getting a little chilly, but it's nothing too bad out there. You know, and this is a four first place in the NFC East middle of November game. And let's be real, in recent years, we haven't had a ton of them. I mean, I don't know quite when the last one was. Generally speaking, either the Eagles have been way ahead of everybody, like 2017, 2022. You know, James, when's the last time? Any idea? And I'm not counting 2020 when everyone had like two wins or one win in November. When is the last time we had a meaningful November game, winner takes the lead in the division, losers not got it?
So I think Elliot told me yesterday, I can't remember if it was 2000 or 2003, it's the early 2000s, was the last time they played a game when both teams were... These two teams.
Okay.
The last time where both teams played a game after week one, where both teams, or after week two or whatever, where both teams were more than a game above 500, or one game above 500.
Okay.
So it might be the... I have no idea when the actual meaningful one was, but that's the last time they played when they were both above 500.
Well, these two teams, it's really been a long time. I was just referencing the whole division, but these two teams, it's been
a good point. The division, I mean, the Boykin game, probably.
Yeah, but I meant in November. I'm just saying where you have a classic November game, starts getting a little chilly, and you start sizing up what we got with our squad.
I have no idea.
I don't either. I mean, 2013, I remember back-to-back games against the Giants and Cowboys that were a fiasco.
Dallas,
Matt Barkley got in there.
Sanchez, Dallas, Thanksgiving,
maybe,
or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean,
Dallas,
they were like 9-3 at that point or something like that.
And you know what happened 2 weeks later?
Yeah, and then they lost every game until... Yeah.
Dez Bryant had 3 touchdowns.
Was that what it was?
Yes, yeah. two weeks later, that whole thing. All right, let's talk to Ross Tucker. He joins us every Tuesday. So a lot on Embiid from last night, and obviously a lot looking ahead to tomorrow, the Eagles in Washington. Ross joins us every Wednesday at this time. You can follow his work, of course, with the Ross Report, and also at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. Ross, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great, Ross.
I'm excited about one team, and I'm... very not excited about another team. So I'm sure you can figure out.
Can I just say one thing about the other team, really?
Can I just say something about that?
Sure.
I know he's a really good player. I've enjoyed, you know, some of the games he's had. I've never like loved watching Embiid because it's never seemed to me like he's played that hard. I guess I grew up with Barkley,
You
know, in the 80s, and then Allen Iverson.
And Bobby Jones and Moses Malone.
Right, and I try to adjust for it's a new era, and he's 7'2", 2'8". Like, I try to give him all the different benefits of the doubt, but you know what? Shaq was really big and weighed a lot. And it just seemed like in terms of rebounds, and it just seemed like there have been other really big men that at least visually appear to play. I think he's one of the most skilled big guys I've ever seen.
Clearly.
It's incredible. But I've always just been like waiting to see him really turn it on. Like, it never even seemed like he's running that fast. I don't know how to describe it, but I've always like reluctantly liked him.
I understand the point. By the way, what Joel said after the game, we're going to get to that in 1 minute. Ross with us right now, a ton on the Eagles, but Joel post game, and I thought this was a disgraceful comment from Joel coming up in 1 minute, what he said after the game. We'll get to that in 1 minute's time. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both sensational at what they do. Both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. And, of course, PI Dental Center, as I always tell you, the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. Here's what it all means. If you got a big problem with your teeth, they can provide a great solution for you. You got to get yourself there. They're located in Fort Washington. You can start with their website, pidentalcenter.com. If you've got a big issue, pain, maybe you just don't like the way you look, you want to get it changed, maybe you've always wanted to get it changed, never invested the time or the resources, do it now. pidentalcenter.com. Visit pidentalcenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, Ross, we'll get to the Eagles in Washington in a moment. But for those tuning in, I want to play 2 pieces of audio from Joel last night. I thought the first of these was an all-time disgraceful comment by a player, coach, GM, owner in Philly sports. And I mean this. Because, Ross, we've had a lot of weird comments through the years. A couple years ago, Andy McPhail, if we do, we do. Seltzer, if we don't, we don't. Right? That was...
not great.
Terrible.
Beyond
not
great.
Awesome. Not
but
what you
want to hear.
But imagine a player, superstar, Joel, who had previously announced he probably would not be playing in back-to-back games, last night upon being asked, so are you playing tomorrow, which is now today, or not? Sixers have another game tonight against the 12-0 Cleveland Cavaliers. Listen to the use of his word troll and ask yourself, isn't this one of the worst we've ever heard in Philly sports?
Did you expect to play tomorrow?
I mean, I want to. That's up to those guys. I mean, I know I said I will never play back-to-backs, but I'm a troll, so I'm sure at some point I'll play.
I mean, Ross, could you imagine 20 years ago if Donovan McNabb said that? Could you imagine that?
You know,
Ross, I mean, there are people that paid lots of money for that. You got millions of people who are Sixers fans. You want to tune in and watch the game. I'm not making a statement right now of whether he should or shouldn't play, will or won't play. I don't know if he will or won't. I can't even tell you that I know if he should or shouldn't. I'm not inside his body. I'm not the doctor. Here's what I know. He shouldn't be joking about it.
If you're Nick Nurse, how can you probably prepare your team to play if you don't know for sure who's going to be available to play or if they're just trolling about whether they're hurting
if
or
you're
not.
A fan, how do you like?
You
let's just start with that. How do you like?
Joel. How many times have it come 5 minutes before game? Oh, he's not playing. Yeah. Oh, he is playing.
Yeah.
Again, in that clip, I do what I, basically, what does he say? I do what I want?
I do what I want. I mean, Ross, imagine if Donovan said that 20 years ago. Imagine that.
Well, it's a different era. 20 years ago, I don't even think we used the word troll.
Probably not.
But it's just the mindset. I'm like blown away. I don't know if you guys saw this. The left tackle, okay, for the Cleveland Browns. He's a former first round pick. You're going to love this. His name is Jedrick Wills. He said this week, so he skipped the game against the Ravens because it's a contract year. He said to the media, and now he lost the starting job because they put another kid in there and the guy did well. He said, they asked about him losing the starting job. He's like, I am shocked. I made a business decision and never thought I could lose my job.
Yeah.
Like to say out these guys, to say out loud, I made a business decision and I can't believe I... Hey, Jedrick, guess what? So did they. So did the team.
That's right.
They made a decision that the other guy is better than you.
That's exactly
right. But now, you know what? We're, you know, Joe, you and I, we're in our 40s.
Yep.
Now, do we just sound like, to like, what I want to know is, the guys that are driving to work right now, the 25-year-olds, the 28-year-olds, do we sound like old heads, like, old man yelling at the cloud?
Maybe,
or do 20-year-olds feel the same
way?
Well, here's what I want to know.
I wonder that too, Ross, but I'll say this. I think the 25-year-old, the 20-year-old, the 15-year-old that grew up with Joel, when this whole thing likely ends without a title, and probably likely ends without them coming even that close to it, they're going to start having more, what's the word I'm looking for here? Awareness.
Regret, angst?
Well, just they're going to be aware of what being a Philadelphia sports fan is.
You want to hear something crazy?
Sure.
So the producer of my podcast, his name's Jack. He's 23 years old. He lives in Horsham, whatever. He's awesome. His favorite Philly sports team is the Sixers. He's 23.
Yep.
So I said, wait a minute. Like, based on what? You're born in 2001. He's like, I thought the process, and I'm not throwing Jack under the bus, but he thought the process was really cool. And he thought it was really neat and interesting.
Well, I did too, by the way.
Somebody actually tried it.
Full disclosure.
No, I know, but you like the Sixers more than the Eagles.
Look, Ross,
let me
give you a fact.
Because they lost on purpose.
Let me give you a fact.
Like, I'm blown away by the mindset of younger people.
Ross, I added this up last night. I'm watching the game because at one point they referenced the 0-1 Sixers being the last team to get to the NBA Finals. And then I started thinking of the conference finals because the 0-1 Sixers is the only one to get to the conference final from the Sixers since 85. So I started adding it up. And since 85, when the Sixers got there, the other three teams combined, I believe the number I figured out was 19.
Jeez.
So the other three teams have gotten there 19 times. Conference final, not NBA or not Super Bowl. Just conference final, 19 times since the Sixers got there in 85, and the Sixers gotten there once. That's a joke. All right, Ross, I want to get to the Twitter poll and then the Eagles. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin, of course, has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. The poll question, do you think Joel Embiid will play in tonight's back-to-back game as the Sixers face Cleveland? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, Ross, let's get to one of the big questions this week with the Eagles. And it's the rare game where maybe we start with the other team. How good is Washington? You watch them a lot. How good are they?
Yeah, it's a really, really good question. So they are legit good, and the way you know that is not only that they're 7-3, but even their losses. I mean, the Steelers are 7-2, and the Commanders were up on them double digits in the second half. Now, they blew it, and people that watched the game saw how they blew it, and they shouldn't have, but they did. And I don't know if that's good for the Eagles or bad tomorrow night. Dan Quinn, their head coach, says they're mad and they're fired up that they lost that game.
Is that good for the Eagles or bad, Ross?
No, I think it's probably bad.
I think so, too. I'd
always rather play a team, John. Yeah, I'd rather always play a team coming off a win than a loss, you know? Because you know they're going to be motivated and bounce back.
They're going to be hungry. They're going to be coached hard this week. And even though it's a short week, I would think that might resonate even more strongly, you know, the short week and everything. That game being right up against this Thursday game, that taste, that distaste, that, I don't know, rebuke from the coach, it stings a little more recently. It might have a more strong effect in this one.
Right, and the Eagles, like, I don't think they're going to end the season by not losing again, right? I mean, they've won five in a row. They're going to lose again at some point. Here's what's so interesting, Joe, about your question, because I was thinking about this the last couple of days. If you look at the Commanders' roster, their starters right now, what's so impressive to me, their offensive linemen are all average at best. Maybe Cosme, the right guard's above average, but they're playing well as a unit together. Defensively, they don't have Jonathan Allen. He's done for the year. They don't have a lot of guys over there. That's why they traded for Lattimore. The whole team has been elevated by this rookie quarterback and by the head coach. So they're a legit good team. They're in the top seven or whatever of my power rankings. But here's what's crazy. I'm not sure they have very many guys that would start for the Eagles. Like, if you go position by position, I don't know how many of these guys would start. I mean, the Eagles clearly have not only a better roster, but a markedly better roster. The Commanders are kind of playing over their skis a little bit because of this rookie quarterback, the belief they have in him, and because of the positivity that their head coach, Dan Quinn, has injected into this team, because they don't have, like, they're a year away. They knew they were a year away. They're surprised that they're this good, which is why they traded for Lattimore at the trade deadline last week.
How does their offense compare to our offense? Their quarterback, Jaden Daniels, he can do some of the RPO stuff like Jalen can do. How do they look different than we do when they move the ball?
Well, so what's interesting about them is, I think what people don't realize, Jaden Daniels is awesome from the pocket. You know, there's a reason why he won the Heisman last year. Any guy that came on my show before the draft, I was actually shocked. Everyone either said they liked Daniels more than Caleb Williams, or they sort of intimated as much. Every one of the quarterback gurus, Orlovsky or Chase Daniel or Greg Cosell or whoever, they all said he's the best pure pocket passer in terms of progression reading, going from one to two to three. And also, he was clearly the best runner of the bunch. The reason why people like Caleb Williams is Caleb Williams was better making the off-schedule plays, throws on the move, the Mahomes plays, right? Like, that's what Caleb Williams did better than Jaden Daniels. But so far, Daniels has been as advertised. I saw what Jaws said to you guys yesterday. Yeah. It's funny because I thought last year, C.J. Stroud, I thought all things considered, it was probably the best season by a rookie quarterback I've ever seen. And now Daniels might be one-upping what Stroud did just last year.
Pretty wild stuff, really is. All right, Nick Sirianni joins us in about 5 minutes. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Certainly we can still do the look back. You know, the Eagles and Dallas. Actually, real quick, while we're doing the look back, let's listen to Landon Dickerson. Because he's this is great stuff. I'm almost a little surprised this audio got out, because it's pretty damn aggressive. This is Landon Dickerson before the game with the squad, at least a portion of the squad, getting ready for the Dallas game. So we're still looking back to Dallas in the first, you know, 2 months or whatever it is, a bit here. But a lot looking ahead to Washington, and we'll focus a lot with Nick Sirianni on that. Let's listen to Landon Dickerson shortly before kickoff. He's going wild, excited, and ready to play, and trying to fire his team up.
We gonna punch him in the face today and show these motherfuckers what we talking about.
Yeah.
We here to whoop the out of them. That scoreboard. Yeah. 60 minutes of making a motherfucker quit, yeah, and making him say, damn, I gotta play him again. Let's go. Hey, let's go. The Cowboys on three. One, two, three. Cowboys.
I mean,
I love it.
James, that doesn't normally get out.
Also, I didn't know
he wasn't saying Frank the Cowboys.
No, he wasn't. That does not normally get out.
He wasn't saying Fork the Cowboys.
I didn't know he had that in him, too. I mean, he seems like such a mild-mannered guy. Everything we've seen from him, like, that was wild.
Ross, stuff like that doesn't normally see the light of day, and I love it, but I'm just saying, stuff that aggressive a lot of times gets tucked away in that NFL Films vault. I love it. That was good stuff.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love that dude. I mean, I love everything about that dude. I hung out with him a couple times this offseason. He's incredible. He's incredible on and off the field. I'll just say that.
Yep.
And so I love the way he plays. Love the physicality. I'm a little bit surprised that that got out when they play him again this year. But
yeah.
I think, I, you know what I think's happening? I
what?
Do think in media, I think people are, people love and crave the behind the scenes stuff
totally.
So much
yep.
yeah.
that with every passing year, like I'll never get over how much the Giants allowed to have on Harden.
Well, they made a mistake.
Joe, it's like they were trying to get fired. I mean, you have the GM, you have the owner saying to the GM, I'll have a tough time if he goes to Philly. And then Saquon yeah. leads the NFL in yards per game from scrimmage, and the Giants are a disaster. And by the way, the Giants keep saying that they're bringing back the GM and the head coach, which just like cracks me up. What has the GM done to come back?
Yeah, no, I think they're all gone. I think Belichick's either there or in Dallas. All right, let's go to the phones. Tom in Middletown right now. Tom, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Tom?
All right, listen, I really can't even get any energy to talk about the Sixers, so I'm going to talk about the Eagles.
Sure.
Okay. I think that we're making great progress in the last five games with the new coordinators. Things seem to be coming into play. Things adjustments are being made, and we're on the right track. Now, we're on a nice little streak here, and we're beating teams that we should really have beaten. All right, tomorrow, it's not an end-of-the-season win or lose game, but to me, tomorrow night's game is going to tell me, personally, who we are and where we're going. Tomorrow night's game is very, very important. Back-to-back division wins will be huge, and we got them at home. You know, chances are you're going to split with the Redskins. You got to take that game.
Tom, so I tend to think you're probably right. Here's the only pushback I'll give you. That's only predicated on if Washington's actually legit. And I can't say for sure yet that I know they are. They have not faced many good teams. They beat Chicago on a Hail Mary. You know, I mean, that alone could have made them 6-4 if they hadn't. And much like the Eagles' schedule, they have faced a lot of bum teams. So maybe Washington's legit. Look, I think either way they're making the playoffs because all they got to do at this point is probably win three more games. But that doesn't mean they're actually quality. I think we'll know. The game we're really going to know is when the Eagles play the Baltimore Ravens in a couple weeks. That's the game where it's like, because that could be a Super Bowl preview, or you're watching a team that's in the Super Bowl and the Eagles aren't. You know
probably
what I mean?
Probably going to be a lot of points scored in that game. Their defense is not very good, the Ravens.
So we'll see, Tom. But I'll tell you this, Tom. I'm very excited for a meaningful November game.
Absolutely. And I think tomorrow night, in my opinion, it's going to show me who this team is now and where we're going.
Yeah. All right, Tom.
Totally.
Give me a great answer. A scene with food.
Okay. I'm going to go to the Animal House movie when Blutarski was in line at the cafeteria, going down line, sucking up Jello, pushing burgers down his throat, stuffing stuff in his pants.
Yeah. Tom.
And then ultimately caused a food fight scene at the end.
Yeah. The reason I laughed, John Runyon had just texted me, and I don't think he specified, Tom, great call, which scene. But Runyon, let me get this here. Runyon had just texted me the Animal House scene. So, yeah, and he's actually got...
John can't win the tickets.
No, he cannot win the tickets.
Yeah.
But you guys are probably talking the same scene. He actually attaches video of the scene.
Really?
But I can't play that. There might be curses. The curses could go into the microphone. They could go out to the Delaware Valley. But Runyon, good stuff. And Tom in Middletown, great stuff as well.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.